Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1817. Is personal training the best option? By Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. And I'm Dr. Neil. Remember, this is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And I always end with a bit of my commentary. And now, let's keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. Is personal training the best option? By Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. You have fitness goals. Now, what's the best way to achieve those goals? Goal setting and working towards goals is an important part of the human experience. It gives us purpose and direction every day. It can be a cause for celebration or a cause for reflection. Health and fitness goals are an important set of goals, pursuing good health and improving quality of life. But is personal training the best option to help you achieve those goals? How will a personal trainer help you achieve your goals faster? How can a trainer help you avoid frustrating plateaus and losing motivation momentum? Is a trainer really the best option for your health goals? By the end of this article, you'll be able to confidently answer all of these questions. Goal setting recap. Before we get into how a personal trainer can help you achieve your goals, let's first revisit how to set great goals. An easy format to follow is the SMART goals method. SMART is an acronym for specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time sensitive. Your goals need to be specific and measurable. Let's say you want to look and feel better. How can you rephrase that so it's more specific and measurable? How about saying you want to lose an inch off of your waist? Or maybe you want to have the energy to walk up the stairs at work without feeling breathless. Both of these can result in you looking and feeling better, but now you have something you can measure in inches and breathlessness. Actionable goals are goals that have specific action steps that allow you to reach that goal. Going with the goals previously mentioned, your action steps would be the specific daily or weekly actions you would take to get you to your goal. Action steps could include taking the stairs every day at work or taking stairs whenever possible. You could make a plan to drink more water to help reduce bloating around your midsection. A great goal is usually comprised of smaller daily goals that will result in the main goal being accomplished. Lastly, your goals need to be realistic and time sensitive. Can you improve your cardio health in a week? To some extent, but depending on where your fitness level is today, you may not be able to do the stairs at work without feeling a little breathless after the first week. For weight loss and weight gain goals, these are complex processes in the body, so be realistic about the time it takes to achieve these types of goals. For weight loss, sustainable weight loss occurs at around 0.5 pound to 1 pound of weight loss per week. Weight gain is specific to each individual. A hairstylist analogy. To help explain how a personal trainer can make reaching your goals easier, let's look at a simpler task, getting a good haircut. As many of us have learned from the COVID-19 lockdown, cutting your own hair is possible, but requires a lot of research, special tools, and a lot of trust in yourself or the friend or family member cutting your hair. In the end, you may end up with a haircut that's anywhere from awful to kind of close to what you were hoping for. This is a wide range of possibilities, and you really do not know where you'll land on the spectrum until the haircut is done. This is why many, if not all of us, go to a professional hairstylist or barber. We give them the styling, the length, and any other important specifics, like if we need our hair to be able to fit into a ponytail, and then the hairstylist takes care of the rest. They'll ask you for your input throughout the haircut to make sure it's still what you want, and offer suggestions as they go through the cut and style. In the end, you have exactly what you were looking for, and you have it in far less time and under far less stress than the haircuts at home. The trainer will give you the haircut without the headache, Once you have set a health and fitness goal, it's now time to get started. But where do you start? How can you be sure that the efforts you make are actually going to work towards your goal? That's where the personal trainer becomes the hairstylist from the previous analogy. Personal trainers have done the research, completed the training, and are well equipped with the tools and resources. Similarly to the hairstylist, all you have to do is bring the trainer some information to your session. This includes your goals, your current lifestyle, and what you feel comfortable with in the gym. The trainer will be able to create a unique plan that is designed to fit your goals. They'll also work within your comfort zone. Lastly, the plan will fit into your current lifestyle. This narrows down the possible outcomes from your efforts. Trainers come with an additional benefit of being a point of accountability for you. Going through times of lower motivation is to be expected in life. Sometimes we just don't feel like it. Your trainer has seen this and has likely experienced this themselves. This equips them with the tools and resources to get you through the loss of motivation momentum and keep you consistent. Ever hit a frustrating plateau in your training? Maybe you couldn't beat a 10K time, or you lost the first 10 pounds but can't seem to shift the scale any further. Trainers have the tools and resources for that as well. When you have a good relationship with your trainer, they can make any health goal much easier to accomplish. You'll still have to put in the work, but it won't be guesswork. Are trainers the best investment for your health and fitness goals? You're hearing this from a website of a personal training business, so you may think that there will be bias in this answer. Let us tell you that the answer to this question is actually, it depends. Although personal training is certainly an effective and personalized approach to most health and fitness goals, sometimes personal training isn't the right option. Personal training is a one-to-one service. If you just want to move but don't necessarily want that kind of individual attention, then other options, like classes, may be better options for you. If your goals are more oriented to mindfulness and yoga practices, although many of our trainers encourage a multidisciplinary approach to health and well-being, personal training may not be the best option for that type of goal. So, when is personal training the best option for your goals? Well, an example would be you're someone who just wants to be told exactly how to get to their goals. Or you want one-on-one guidance that provides you with the recipe for success for your personal journey. Then personal training is the best option for you. Or if you struggle with holding yourself accountable and have thought, oh, they won't even notice if I'm not in the class, then personal training is the best option for you. If you go back to your SMART goals, look at the A step again. That's the actionable step. What actions can you take to help you reach your goals? If hiring a personal trainer is the most reliable way to get you to your goals, then that's where we fit in. Your actions on your journey to achieve your health goals will reflect your intentions of achieving those goals. You just listened to the post titled, Is Personal Training the Best Option? By Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As a personal trainer myself, I completely agree with today's author, Riley, when it was mentioned that a personal trainer may not be right for everyone. Oh, and even though I'm a certified personal trainer, I've actually signed up to receive one-on-one personal training myself, and even enrolled in group classes. For me, accountability isn't the issue. I find I'm not the same when I don't get in a workout. Basically, I'm much less pleasant to be around when I don't get even a quick workout in. So I'm pretty consistent with my workouts. But instead, I might sign up for personal training or a group class when I want to know what's new in exercise or when I want to learn how to perform a new exercise properly. But there will be times when you hire a trainer and you find that you just don't click with them. It's not that they're bad at what they do, but maybe you feel they don't quite understand your goals. Or maybe they try and upsell you on more sessions or try to get you to buy supplements from them. These are all red flags, by the way. So if you find that you've hired a personal trainer and you don't appreciate their style, that's okay. Fire them and find someone else. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday if you're listening in real time. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.